We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to the programme that poses some of the unanswerable questions. First, let me introduce the teams, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. They'll be going into some of the many problems. And Tim Brooke-Taylor and Willie Rushton. Who'll be going into the hospitality cabinet. First round coming up, and it's an old favourite, blues. For this round, each team will give the other a topic for a blues, which they must then improvise, accompanied by Colin Sell at the piano. And I should recommend you to listen to Colin Sell, because it might be the only listenable thing on the programme. I shall be awarding 2 marks for wit, cleanliness and brevity, coupled with ethnic feel. Which I should take off 2 marks. Now, Tim and Willie, will you give Graham and Barry their topic for a blues, please?
We thought the trichologist's blues.
I woke up this morning, and I discovered to my horror I had gone completely bald. Went to my trichologist. He said, I'm very glad you called. Very glad you called. You want something to keep your hair in? Here's a box. I was absolutely appalled.
Right. Brilliant. Graham and Barry, will you give Tim and Willie their topic for a blues, please?
The Kerry Packer blues.
Hello, blue.
Hello.
Hello, yellow. Oh, I woke up this morning.
Do it, Nazi.
Fine, I had to go and have a chunder. After 43 tubes of ice cold Foster's, it was no bloody wonder.
After sign on spot, Australian blues.
Oh, who should I meet in the bathroom but Kerry Packer?
Ah! And it's true, I tell you. Kerry Packer's very big down under.
And with the team's level pegging at 5 marks, we have an objection
that,
here.
Not the Kerry Packer blues, the Selfridges blues. Certainly.
Well, I woke up this morning. Found I had to go and have a chunder. Who should I meet in the bathroom but Mr. Selfridge? He's very big down under.
This isn't as good, is it?
No. If you hadn't done that, you'd lost your 5 marks. So this is where I invite the teams now to start thinking about their candidates for the late arrivals at the Mad Scientist's Ball. The Mad Scientist's Ball. We'll be coming to that later in the programme. Go on now to the game Word for Word. And in this round, one of the members of a team says a word, and his partner must say another word totally unconnected with the first, and so on. The other team may challenge by using their buzzers and try and prove a connection to my satisfaction, which is very difficult. I'll feed you with the first word, and we'll start now on this one with Barry Cryer. The word is sturgeon.
Plinth.
Zither.
There's
a well-known statue of a sturgeon in Vienna, home of the zither.
That is true, on a lovely
plinth. It was in The Third Man, Orson Welles, he'd behind it.
He hid behind it. In the shadows, he came from behind.
I'm behind the sturgeon over here.
I was a bit doubtful about awarding that challenge, but as one member of the audience clapped and has obviously been there, I'm afraid I'll have to give the mark, and there is only one mark. I'll have to give it to Tim and Willie. And we're gone. Tim Brooke-Taylor, atmosphere.
Egg.
Coipew.
Belt.
Toolbox.
Frock.
Greed.
Polo.
Anathema.
Hermaphrodite.
Armchair.
Hermaphrodites are anathema to me. It's a purely subjective personal reaction, but I've never got together with any of them at any one time. I can't. There is a connection to me, Humph, personally.
Yeah. Humph, are they allowed to lie in this?
I think that's rather an old-fashioned view.
Well, it's conditioned by my relationship with my wife. I don't get on with them at all.
Don't wish to know about that. So, we turn down that challenge, and but we'll allow you, as a consolation prize, to start Graham Garden, your team, off with the word if.
Sandwich.
Challenge from Tim Brooke Taylor.
If I had a sandwich, I'd feel a lot better. Honestly, I've got these rumbling pains.
I think they're in practically unstoppable form. Oh. Yes, another mark to you now.
That money was well spent.
And it's your turn, Willie Rushton, to start. Start with the word boot.
Drainage.
Bilingual.
Graham Garden.
Drainage and bilingual, neither of them start with a V.
Ah, God.
Correct. So, we'll uphold that challenge and we'll go on to the next game, which is the old favourite, and a lot of people I know like to join in with this one at home, Mornington Crescent. No special rules come into play in this particular round. So, we'll start now with you, Tim Brooke Taylor.
Oh, Neasden High Street.
Googe Street.
Cromwell Road.
Oh. Dollis Hill.
Good lad.
The Strand.
Mornington Crescent.
Ah!
Yes!
Yes.
Swine!
Actually, is that right?
Yes.
Barry definitely wins that game. The audience.
Yes, come on! Well deserved, well deserved.
The audience recognising brilliant play when they see it bursts into spontaneous applause. And we go on to the round good news, bad news. In this round, one team has to announce a piece of good news and the others have to provide the accompanying bad news. We then go back to the first team who have to see the good side, and that goes over to the other team who see the bad side again, which then reverts the good side, and so on. And so on. We'll start with you now. Where shall we start on this one?
I'll start, Humphreys. You don't know
what
you're doing.
Let's start with Willie. Thank you, Willie. One
That's all right. Good news.
What?
Enoch Powell is emigrating.
Bad news.
What's the bad news?
He's just been repatriated.
Good news. He's just taken over a corner shop that stays open till 10 o'clock at night.
Bad news. It doesn't open till 5 to.
Good news. He refuses to wear a turban on his moped.
Bad news, he wears it on his head.
Right. Now, Barry Cryer, will you start us off again?
My goodness me. Good news. Freddie Laker's starting a sky train to Tokyo.
Bad news, it's going underground.
The good news, it has got a buffet.
Bad news, it's being run by Charles Forte.
Good news, there is a corridor.
Bad news, but no seats.
Good news, there are still seats available at the Phoenix Theatre. Oh.
The bad news is hundreds of them.
Well, Tim and Willie, you're rushing away with that this particular round.
Good news, we're having a party after the show.
Bad news, that's her over there.
How to alienate an audience. Good news, she's brought a friend.
Bad news, he's not much cop
either. You're right.
Right. And we're now equally poised, and we go on to the next game, which is the double feature. And this game starts with the premise that the international film industry is bust. And for economic reasons, new films have to be remakes of pairs of old films. And I want you to hear the resulting titles from the teams, and I'll award points for anything approaching humour. We're going to start with Graham Garden.
Remaking Get Carter and Ben Hur, and they're calling it Get Her.
I wish to see it.
Yes, so do I.
I wish to be in it.
That's the end of that round. No.
Tim Brooke Taylor, if you'd like to go ahead.
Stephen Sondheim, actually, is producing a new musical based on Side by Sondheim and Little Night Music, and it's called A Little Bit on the Side.
Conglomeration, Humph. They're combining the best elements of Nicholas and Alexandra and Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice and Pete and Tilly and calling it We Must Get a Larger Bed.
Willie.
You may remember that old Peter Finch classic of the Outback, Robbery Under Arms. Well, they're tying this in with King Kong, and it's called King Kong Has Rubbery Under Arms.
Very silly.
Hate them,
too. They're also doing a remake of the Hellfire Club, The Dam Busters and Birth of a Nation, and they're calling it Hellfire and Damnation.
Captain Blood and the Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, and they're calling it Bloody Liberty.
Any advance on that, Tim?
No.
No, thank you.
No, you resign.
Quite enough of that.
You can see
Periscope that. And sincerely yours. Sincerely, Periscope.
So you can see that round.
You like it up yours. No.
Right, now, next game is the famous party game called Pass the Parcel. You all know it. In this one, the players must not hold on to the parcel and can only open it when the music stops. And you must pass it on again when the music continues. Have you got that clear? OK, Barry Cryer has the parcel now, and start the music, Colin, now. Passes it to Graham. Over to Tim. And Barry Cryer's now opening the parcel. He's having a bit of a struggle. Now, steady on. Pass it on now. Pass it on. Over to Tim.
Come on.
Pass it on, Tim.
Pass it.
Yeah, be a good boy. Willie's thrown the parcel back at Tim, who's now going to open it again, but he's having a little bit of trouble with those frail arms of his.
Oh, bless him.
And he's passed it to Willie. Over to Barry. Barry, you're cheating. Barry,
no, I'm
Barry,
sorry.
Pass it on.
I got out of sync, Pump. I'm sorry.
Willie Rushton's missed. He loses a mark for that. And it's missed Barry Cryer altogether. And the music stopped when the parcel was in midair, so I think we'll give it to Barry, who's now opening with feverish fingers. Pass it on the ground now, and it goes over to Tim again. The throwing's getting rather erratic at the moment. Pass it on to Willie Rushton.
I don't want it.
Willie Rushton declines to accept it, and it goes to Barry.
I don't want it.
Now, don't, Willie,
brown
don't
paper
suck.
Brings me out in a rash.
It's the postmark Belfast that's like me one.
Two tickets for just a minute.
It's rather sweet. It's a rude remark from the sound effects department. And it goes.
Well, who said radio was dead?
Despite a temporary attack of the sulks midway through that run, Willie Rushton finally won it for his team, who are now with 54 marks. We go on to the round Sound Charades. And in this one, one team has to make noises and the other team must guess what they mean. The audience are let into the secret by means of the blackboard, which we have here, and they can help by applauding when the particular teams are getting warmer, or booing when they're not. And a mystery voice will tell you at home, if you're still there, what the particular is. And Tim and Willie, you're going to do a charade first for the benefit of Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And here it is for those of you listening at home.
Dr. Doolittle.
Now I'm going to ask... I'm going to ask Tim and Willie to testify whether it's a book, a film, a play, or whatever.
It's a book.
And a film.
And a film.
And how many words?
Two.
Right.
Roughly. Two.
And are you doing them in one...
Doing it all together.
Doing them all together.
All together, yes.
Right. Off you go.
Oh, Doctor, it's me leg. It's just dropped off.
Oh, dear.
My arm's dropped off now, Doctor.
Good Lord, how boring.
Oh, dear, my head's dropped off.
Oh, while you're on the floor, can you see there's a golf ball under the sofa?
Is that it?
We can go
on.
He
was tremendous, though, wasn't he? It could be a series.
Yeah. Doctor's Dilemma, Doctor No.
It's a ripple for Doctor.
A little ripped off.
Doctor.
That's a bigger ripple for us helping you.
Doctor Strangelove.
It's a
strange story of a man and a golf ball.
Doctor Disinterested.
Thank you for that applause.
What did you say?
Doctor Disinterested, I said, but without very much hope.
Oh! Doctor Doolittle. Ah!
Well, you got a lot of help from the audience then,
yes,
who
indeed,
applauded the wrong side to start with. That got me a little bit... Never mind. It's your turn, Barry and Graham, to do a charade now for the benefit of Tim and Willie. And here at home is what they're going to do.
Our Man in Havana.
Barry and Graham, is this a book or a film?
It's a book and a film.
How many words?
And it's four words.
And how many sections are you doing it in?
All at once. A sort of episode.
Right, go ahead.
Oh, I love a good cigar.
Oh, let me out. Oh, that's hot. Oh, let me out.
Our Man in Havana.
Please now by half.
Well, you're getting warm, Tim. No, that was it. That was very clever. Now, Tim and Willie...
It wasn't very clever.
No.
Very.
I mean, quite clever. Tim and Willie, we're going over back to you again now to do another one. And you at home are being told at the moment what it is.
Everything you ever wanted to know about sex, but were afraid to ask.
It's dirty, we know
Tim and
that.
Willie, how many words is this?
Well, I say seven and Tim says eight.
You may say potato.
It's longish, let's put it that way.
Let's call the whole thing off.
I can only give you two marks for that.
Thank you, though, hon.
Right. Is it a book or a film or a play?
It was a book originally, wasn't it?
And then a film.
And then a film. Well, then a film which...
Then there was a film of the book and a book of the film. So it's a book and a film.
Dear. Right. And you're doing it in one or several?
We're doing it in one.
In one.
Yes.
You clean the mess up yourself.
Okay. Go.
Ready?
Oh, cry your heart out, Percy Edwards. That concludes Nature Corner for this week. That's it.
Right, is that it? All right, Barry and Graham.
Very sunny out, isn't it? Birds and bees were involved. Eight words. All you wanted to know about sex and were afraid to ask.
Clever clogs.
Right, that earns you the chance to do another one yourselves. Barry and Graham. And here it is for you at home.
The Old Curiosity Shop.
And is this a book or a film?
Television series.
I don't think it was ever filmed. It's a book. Book and has been a television series.
I believe it was filmed, wasn't it? Was it not filmed?
I don't know.
We don't know about that. Sorry about that.
Do we know how many...
One, two, three, four.
Right, well,
in that order, yes.
While we phone up Kaleidoscope to get an answer on that thorny problem...
Never in. The delicatessen takes messages, though.
Right. Barry and Graham.
Right. There's a sound effect at the beginning of this, which I shall attempt to essay. Pitching! Good morning.
Can't spell that.
Can't even say it.
Be-ching. Pa-ching. Good morning, Mr. Dickens.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to the shop, sir.
I've got a mind to look at some old curiosities.
Old curiosities, sir?
If it's old curiosities you're after, you come to the right shop, sir.
Old curiosities.
Well, I mean, it's a dilemma here. Which old curiosity should I look at first, Mr.
Well,
Dickens?
Well, I have a multitude of old curiosities in the shop. This shop, that is, as opposed to any other shop.
I wouldn't go to any other shop when I'm looking for old curiosities.
There's one thing this shop is known for.
Oliver Twist is known for sugar.
It's old curiosity. No.
What? No. The old curiosity shop.
55 no. days.
Yeah. No.
55 days of pa-ching.
It wasn't that, it just seemed like
that. Right.
Well, one of those.
I'm just
right.
Sorry to hold you up to you. I'm just making a note next time we play this game to tell the audience what the rules are. Because now, teams, here's the time for you to divulge your answers to the poser that I put before you earlier on in the programme, and that is to announce your late arrivals for the Mad Scientist's Ball.
No.
Ah. Oh, it's tomorrow night.
Oh, well.
Well, there's Mr. and Mrs. Tube and their daughter Tess.
Mr. and Mrs., will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Tomic Bomb and their daughter Anna. Tomic Bomb.
Oh, there's Test Tube's baby.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Ode and their children Anode, Diode, and Cathode, and her friend Ray Tube. And also, will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Bones and their son Laser Bones.
You welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Nice Scientist and their son Lou Nice Scientist. All right, please yourself.
Do try and be kind to those sinister sisters, Bela Lugosi and Doris Karloff.
Another of the bomb family has just vomited over the balcony. Well-known son, Newt Ron, they call him.
Mr. and Mrs. Kuehl, you will welcome and recognise, and their daughter, Molly Kuehl.
Oh, Test Tube's just made a witty retort.
Oh, dear, so she has.
She made it to you as well. Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Scale Controversy and their daughter Wynne Scale Controversy.
Mr. and Mrs. Einstein and her son, the Dr. Francis.
Yes.
We've got to work it out. Because you don't have to, it's best.
The beautiful
not
mad Russian surgeon, Katya Legoff.
Here comes Einstein's current fancy, Vera E. Relativity.
Mr. and Mrs. Atun Warhead and their daughter Meg Atun Warhead.
Mr. and Mrs. Burner and their Billy Buntrish type son, known to everybody as Bun Son Burner.
Not to everybody.
No, not to everybody. Mr. and Mrs. Trickle Charge and their son Alec Trickle Charge. And oh, there's ethyl chloride.
and microscopical.
I can't see it.
Next to radiation.
At this point, we've come to the end of this week's contest. I've been putting marks on the paper to keep the score. I can't be bothered to add them up, but Barry and Graham's looks longer. So you're the winners this week, and Tim and Willie, bad luck. Try again next week.
Thanks, Hunt.
From all of us, goodbye.
Congratulations.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke-Taylor and William Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Geoffrey Perkins.